On the show today, we have Narmi co-founder Chris Griffin talking about how to build the ideal business banking experience. Chris has all the answers for you here, so check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page that's just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Narmi's very own Chris Griffin. Chris, how you doing, sir?
Mike, doing really well. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. It's been a long time because I've been talking to your other co-founder, Nikhil Lockenpaul, for years now. But
I know.
This is the first time we've ever had a chance to kind of virtually meet. So nice to meet you finally.
Absolutely. Same to you. And looking forward to doing this in person in the not too distant future, hopefully.
Agreed. I think a lot of people are in that boat for sure. Hey, let's talk about what you guys are doing there at Narmi. We want to talk about today is like how to build the ideal business banking experience. And who doesn't want to build that?
Exactly.
Everybody out there wants to do that, especially now, you know, what we've been through this year and stuff. So why, I'm going to start out with why should a credit union build a business banking platform in the first place? And then we'll get into like, what does it look like and that type of stuff.
Yeah. You know, in terms of why, I think the biggest thing is that back in 2008, 2009, we saw the advent of a new type of banking with, you know, Simple Bank coming in and really showing that a good UX, a good user experience is a differentiator in the banking ecosystem. You know, when you really look at the offering that Simple Bank had, it was ultimately a better user experience. And that was the, you know, the key differentiator for them. And what's been interesting is we haven't really seen the same really come to maturity on the business banking side, and that is rapidly changing. Mm-hmm. You know, we have started to see some folks enter the market over the last few years, and we really do think that over the next 10 years, business banking in the United States is going to dramatically change and a huge opportunity for credit unions. Yeah. Obviously, you know, there's been some regulatory changes as well that have been very beneficial for credit unions over the last 10, 15, 20 years to allow them to better serve businesses in their communities and in their affinity groups. So definitely a very interesting time in the market for credit unions to put a foot in.
Yeah, and no time like the present to get kind of prepared for this, right?
Yep.
Sounds like it's going to really take off here. So how do you design an ideal banking person? Now, I know that's a loaded question, but
yeah.
Without getting too techy here, I mean, how do you design an ideal banking experience? And I think what people want to look at is like, what does it look like? What does that look like?
You know, it's not rocket science. The first step is to talk to businesses, and that's what we did. We talked to over 100 businesses across the United States, everyone from, you know, more of a 1099 type of individual who has a small LLC set up for personal reasons to, you know, companies like Narmi, of course, to, you know, even much larger companies across the United States and everyone in between. And really, you know, those were eye-opening experiences for us to hear how each and every one of these businesses bank. And what's super interesting is I would say there was two themes that we saw consistently. One was that there was some alternative payments systems in use at the majority of these businesses. So we spoke to a number of businesses that actually leveraged Venmo to pay either vendors or employees or gig workers that worked for them. And that was very surprising to hear. Another, you know, major theme that we heard was that most of these businesses thought that their banks were a little too hard to deal with. There wasn't very clear to them how they could accomplish a lot of daily tasks. And that was definitely an interesting experience to really dig into how they view their bank today, and why they chose their current financial institution, what they would consider in terms of switching over to someone else. So, yeah, I mean, to answer your question, it really all started with user research, just talking to a lot of businesses across the United States.
And then kind of building it from there, creating that foundation and
absolutely
let it evolve, as they say. Hey, so why is this important to credit unions right now? Because I think you kind of alluded to it in your previous response about, you know, kind of, you know, setting the table here for credit unions for future growth, right?
Yeah, a few things. You know, one, you know, of course, the reality of, you know, the global pandemic that we're in, certainly a great opportunity for credit unions to rethink not only their digital strategy, but their business continuity strategy as well. You know, most credit unions' BCP plans, when you really take a close look at how they played out in March and April, I think most people would say they failed. They may do, obviously, an extraordinary event, very difficult times. Nevertheless, you cannot plan for all of this. But digital banking is, you know, a fulcrum of really having a great business continuity plan going forward. And we do think that the regulators will be very keen on ensuring that's the case, you know, now that we have experienced what the reality is without it. So huge opportunity, not only from a business sense, you know, obviously businesses across the United States, 99.5% of them are what you would consider small businesses. Most of them prefer to bank with local institutions is what we found. Yeah. And the reason being is that they felt like those local institutions would better serve their credit needs and be willing to see a bit more eye to eye with them in terms of what type of loans they would want to take out and be willing to really go through an underwriting process that was bespoke to that business instead of really being a cog in the wheel at some of these mega banks. So a huge opportunity on the business side for these credit unions to really expand their membership with these businesses. And of course, a huge lending opportunity as well. But the BCP aspect of it, I think, should not be overlooked as well.
Yeah, especially what we've been through for sure. Hey, let's get to NARMI's side of this. What are some core features of NARMI's business banking platform?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest one is simplicity, right? So what we found was that there are a lot of solutions out there in the market that check off a lot of what I refer to as request for proposal checklists, right? So, you know, can the platform do X or Y? It doesn't really matter if it can do X or Y at the end of the day. It's can a business figure out how to do X or Y in an intuitive way? So building an intuitive platform was key for us. And that really is the, you know, the central differentiator for us is that usability. It was shocking to see what some of these systems looked like. You know, NARMI as a business, we of course have business accounts at, you know, various financial institutions. And it was very interesting to see how some of our competitors do it. But when it really boils down to it, what businesses are looking for are control. They're looking for fraud mitigations.
Yeah.
They're looking for ways to effectively run their business in a way that's not going to keep them up at night. So role-based access control was huge for us and really getting that right in a way that these businesses expect. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, banking is not the only industry that has to deal with that. So there is a lot of prior art and a lot of SaaS solutions that these businesses leverage that have a similar requirement and implement it in a much better way. So we looked at companies anywhere from, you know, there's a company called SendGrid that helps send email out, and they were doing role-based access controls in a really intuitive, interesting way. We, you know, took a deep dive on their product. So really looked outside of the banking industry because we didn't feel like anyone in the banking industry was doing it well, to see how were other solutions doing it. You know, how would these businesses expect to see this type of permissioning system elsewhere, and really, you know, dig into the research and usability testing, and came out with a set of features that we're really proud of. Invoice management is another, you know, crucial part of that, and is definitely an important part of the business offering. And then most recently, what we're seeing is also a push to win the POS point of sale merchant account at these small businesses as well. Chase just launched a chip reader to compete directly with Square, and we think that will be a big opportunity on the business banking side for smaller financial institutions as well.
Indeed. And so what are your goals here? Obviously, from my perspective, just to kind of enable credit unions to really serve these businesses and, again, you know, set the table for future growth. Are there any other goals that you guys want to?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, every business owner wants to keep the same financial institution as they use personally with the one that they do on the business side of the world. So for us, we really just want to empower credit unions to be able to ultimately properly serve their members. Mm-hmm. For us, you know, furthering exploring the platform and implementing a few features that we found out of the user testing that haven't been done before and we think would be really, really crucial and a really big point of differentiation, not only for us internally, but for our credit unions. There were a few themes that we saw. One was around receipt management. Won't get too deep into the weeds there. And the other one was around, you know, how can I allocate funds for taxes automatically instead of having to manually do that? Because believe it or not, that is a huge part of most business owners' day-to-day bookkeeping is, all right, you know, how much do I need to allocate to sales taxes? How much do I need to allocate to income taxes? And being able to automatically manage that is a crucial step for every business owner, and it's not done today.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that administrative stuff, at least for me, is just pulling my hair out. It's like, oh.
Yeah, you know, Mike, honestly, I would love to turn it back over to you. You know, obviously, you have to deal with a, you know, business bank account. Yeah. You know, we'd just love to hear a little bit more about your experience.
Well, I'm at San Diego County Credit Union, and so far, I mean, I've been there for 10 years. So far, it's been a breeze. I mean, you know, there's been hiccups here and there, but so far it's been a breeze. But to automate all this type of stuff would be, I mean, they're not there yet, but I'm hoping they will. And they've always been kind of technologically proactive. So I've always been really, really happy with them in that respect. But the things that you're talking about, they're not quite there yet. So I'm hoping they will get there, which will just make that, it will just enhance my loyalty that much more for them.
I'm counting on an introduction after this interview.
I'll set it up. I'll set it up after this call. How about that?
No.
No, good folks all the way around, for sure, for sure. Hey, where can folks find out more about Narmi's business banking platform? Obviously, narmi.com, I believe, or?
That's correct, yeah, narmi.com. Okay. We always love talking to credit unions as well. Nikhil and myself, we actually used to run a credit union as CEO and CTO, so we're on the other side of the coin, and we just love, you know, nerding out and really digging into the nitty gritty of you know, what opportunities there are for credit unions in across the country. And it's just so interesting always hearing the diversity of business goals, the diversity of strategies that credit unions are implementing. And, you know, it's certainly an interesting time of the year right now where they're probably just ending their budgeting season. They're probably, you know, have a good sense of what their 2021 goals are at this point. And so it's just great to get a, you know, pulse check across the industry in terms of what they're up to, you know, what's keeping them up at night. You know, is it new members? Is it focusing on growth? Is it, you know, really needing to improve the loan to asset ratio? Is there, you know, net worth ratio concerns? It's super interesting just to see what is keeping up the executive team at these credit unions. And I love seeing, you know, just everything on both ends of the spectrum and just getting a, you know, pulse check on the industry.
Yeah. And I enjoy talking to folks like you because you guys are just making credit unions that much more valuable to the members, and in your case, you know, the business member. So it's really cool to see that. Again, just, it sets that foundation, that table for, you know, next year. Like you said, everyone's kind of like, okay, we're kind of finishing up our budgeting season here. And now we're ready to really hit the ground running in 2021. You know, now that hopefully we have a lot of that virus mess behind us, hopefully at least the majority of it. So now we can kind of get back to business as usual as it could be.
Yeah. Right there. And it's interesting, you know, unfortunately, obviously a lot of businesses have gone out of business over the last 9 months.
Yeah.
But they're projecting to have the most new businesses ever over the next 12 to 24 months. So really a big opportunity for credit unions that maybe haven't been as invested on the business banking side of the world to really, start exploring this area. Definitely a great time in the market to do it. So we're excited to see how that evolves.
Yeah. And you guys are right there in the mix. So well done. All right, Chris, anything else to add to wrap up here?
No, Mike, it's always a pleasure. Appreciate the time and looking forward to talking again soon.
In person.
Yes, hopefully.
In person, for sure. All right, Chris, I'll let you get back to work. Thanks again for the time. Keep up the good work, and tell Nikhil we said howdy as well.
Will do. Thanks.
All right. Thanks.